Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, that's the familiar music setting up the next hour's conversation with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. As part of our DJV program, we're happy to have Michael here every week with a countdown of the important things from the charts. Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com has the stories, the people. We also list them at DJVshow.com. So, Michael, you've had an interesting week. It's been one of those weeks. I think there's probably more murder, more heat, murder, mayhem, whatever. It just seems this week has been one of those weeks that maybe we could have done well without. What do you think?
It's been a terrible week, and yeah, a lot of mayhem, a lot of murders, a lot of shootings. It's hard to wrap your brain around it. It's so it's numbifying. So yeah. Let's talk about the
good
stories
word,
of the week.
Right? Yeah, I'll write that word down. Somebody take that numifying.
Numify. It's
good
like
word.
It's like mummifying on steroids. It
sounds numifying. Like a rap song.
Yeah. Let's go to number 10. We have Walter Mondale dies, and we have the Mars helicopter takes flight. They're tied, the two stories. We have two stories at number 9 that are related, Earth Day and the Biden Climate Summit. At number 8, we have U.S. relations with China, Russia, Iran, Afghanistan, and North Korea, and that's just for starters. A lot of hot spots around the world. At number 7, the southern border crisis and immigration reform are tied. At number 6, we have a tie between education and the school openings, both related. At number 5, the economy, the Biden stimulus agenda, and the easing of regulations. At number 4, COVID-19 vaccines, variants, politics, and stats. At number 3, gun violence and mass murder in America and gun control, as a debated legislative topic. And number 2, we have police reform, the Micaiah Bryant shooting in Ohio, and the LeBron James tweet. And at number 1, the Derek Chauvin trial and verdict and race relations in America. On the People Survey, we have Walter Mondale at 10, Kamala Harris at 9, Dante Wright and Kim Potter tied at 8, Donald Trump at 7, Fauci's at 6, Pelosi's at 5, Biden's at 4. And then number 3, we have Micaiah Bryant and LeBron James tied. And number 2, we have Judge Peter Cahill and Maxine Waters tied. And at number 1, Derek Chauvin and George Floyd, the most talked about people. Interestingly, so much focus on the race relations and the trial and reaction and all of that, that Joe Biden and Donald Trump were
right
in the top 4. Biden's at 4 and Donald Trump is at 7. So I guess in a way, I was going to say that's refreshing, but there's nothing refreshing about the news. The news really stinks. It's a lousy time. Some people are celebrating the verdict. Others are bemoaning it. But I mean, even if you're celebrating it, it's a celebration over a bunch of very sad things. So it stinks.
One of the things that I wonder out loud on the air and in my personal life when I have conversations with people, because folks who find out what I do for a living ask me for opinions like I know more than they do, and that's not necessarily the case. I may have been exposed to more information, but that doesn't mean I know more. And that's, I think, one of the problems of being a talk radio person. Folks automatically assume that you know more. You may be exposed to more information. That doesn't mean you know more. When I say knowing more, I'd like to know how to fix these problems. I'd like to know how to change people's attitudes. I'd like to know when life is going to be better. For me, I have a great life and lots to be thankful for. You have a good life. Most of the people that we know in our circles have a much better life than not. But that really isn't the case, because outside of our circle, there are a lot of people who don't live like we do. And maybe that's becoming more obvious. And I'm not talking about just in terms of the economic realities of living a good life, but the strident way that people think in a myopic way, like Maxine Waters. And this is not new for her. She's been down these roads forever. She's been a pain in the butt forever. as she has been outrageous forever. And she never contributes to fixing a problem. She usually throws gasoline on it, makes it worse. So do we divorce ourselves from those people or understanding how they think? Is it that black people do think differently than white people? The LeBron James factor this week. I thought it was all extraordinary, frankly. His involvement, the way he was, I don't know that I expect that. I don't know why it's, you know, why he should, I'm not saying he shouldn't have done, that's the least, that's the farthest from my mind, but it just seemed he hadn't played this role before, Michael. Do you think that that's true or not?
I have no idea what you're talking about, but it sounds very, it sounds like you're just confused. And first of all, I don't think I'm confused at all. I can't go along with you that we live a good life and they don't, because I don't know who we and they are. I know that people have their own personal tragedies and suffering and worries and fears and are subject to diseases, accidents, illness, financial problems, family relationships, and psychological issues. So I just see it differently than that. As far as Maxine Waters is concerned, I agree with you. She should have been a little bit more restrained. And by the way, speaking of living the good life, she lives in a very, 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 very wealthy situation.
Oh yeah, she's created a great life for herself.
In terms of LeBron James, he has been outspoken about race relations for a long time now.
You know, I saw him as more of a helper. Though he's done so much for the places that he grew up in Appalachia. Look at all the schools that he's funded. Look at all the help that he's been to youngsters in that area of Ohio. I mean, people look up to him. It just seems different.
I'm saying to you that he has evolved into being somewhat of a social commentator, and he takes the perspective that African Americans have been under siege by the police, and that they have social and economic problems to overcome. That's his position. He is African American. The NBA has, the National Basketball Association, has been under scrutiny. I don't want to say attack, because some people agree with them and some people don't. It's controversial. They've been under scrutiny for being very out front in terms of the Black Lives Matter movement. They have Black Lives Matter symbols in the arenas, on the boards.
Yeah.
So this has been an evolving situation. It's very complicated. Mm-hmm. And I, frankly, I'll be honest, I understand both black points of view. I mean, within our industry, we have liberal blacks and we have conservative blacks. And both make very good cases that the African-American experience in America is complicated. And there's a lot of reason to see the truth of people who see it from different points of view based upon their own experience and their own sensibilities. It's not easily solved, and it's not easily analyzed.
I think not easily analyzed. That makes it tough for people who are doing this, because there are a lot of people on the air, as you know, who just look for simplistic solutions. I believe if you point out a problem, it would be nice to show, to put forth a solution to the problem, and sometimes they're a little simplistic. And then, are they entertaining? The other side of it is, if we're doing this for a living and we're trying to get people to listen to us, I don't think people want to get beat over the head all the time with all this stuff. Frankly, I think it's very difficult. And that's where, you know, each morning on the DGV program that I do Monday through Friday, I come up with something that I would like to think is inspiring. And this week I said on the air, "He who has peace of mind disturbs neither himself nor another." Because I think I was trying to find peace of mind myself in all of this. When you talk about it this much, you're involved in it, you know, with, I don't think we're passive. I don't think a talk radio personality who's doing news talk stuff can be passive when it comes to this. There are a lot of people who want to have, you know, a particular point of view. Like, if you're a Republican, you think this way. A Democrat, you think that way. That's not where I come from. But I do think that we owe it to kind of not only ourselves, our families, people that are close to us, but the people listening, to come up with something that inspires people, so that hopefully this stuff, I mean, every week it gets heavier and thicker. It's like trying to cut through a fog. here.
It's the nature of the forum. I mean, we're here to talk about these things, not to find peace. It's very easy to jump out of the game and not be involved and find your own peace. Mm-hmm. But this is an arena of ideas. This is a platform to express views on the controversial and troubling things of our times. So yeah, you do get a certain amount of negative, it's like post-traumatic stress syndrome. You start to overdose on it, and everything starts to get on your nerves. Mm-hmm. You get fatigue. That's the word. You get negative news fatigue.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like people that work in hospitals start to reach a point where they can't face it anymore. Mm-hmm. There's a point at which you overload on the negative, and that's one of the downfalls or the pitfalls of working in this particular business, as you're describing it. But this is where the action is, and this is what it's about. Right. And the answer to the problem is changing human nature, and that is almost impossible. Communicating and having open minds helps, but changing human nature is what it comes down to, and we've been at odds with our own DNA and our own nature all the way back to the beginning of civilization.
18 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now, a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 40% off. That's the new My Slippers. Get 40% off by using the discount code DJV, mypillow.com.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's trying to find me, but most can't, unless there's ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role, but somehow ZipRecruiter manages to do it. Fast. Talk about magical. And right now, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try it for free. ZipRecruiter's technology finds candidates with the right experience, like me, and actively invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter knows you want more than just great resumes. You want brilliant people who can help your business shine. That's why they make hiring these people easy. But I'm just a majestic unicorn. Don't take my word for it. Listen to him.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This report is sponsored by IBM. With billions of fans around the world, esports are the future of sports and entertainment. IBM is entering the arena by bringing AI and data to deliver best-in-class analytics and enrich the fan experience with the Overwatch League. IBM and the Overwatch League, a professional esports property built around the Overwatch game, launched Power Rankings with IBM Watson to objectively create AI-powered rankings of teams and players. IBM Watson technology helps make sense of the tremendous volume of data available in the game. Corey Shelton, digital strategist at IBM, explains.
As an avid gamer, the application of AI and cloud technology is an exciting development in the world of esports. With so much data and analytics around each unique team, it was impossible for a human being to observe and evaluate each team and player's rankings in real time. With IBM's Power Rankings with Watson, the game is being changed.
Check out Power Rankings at IBM.com/Overwatch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers. Somebody sent me a note during the week. You do this countdown show, right, Doug? And I responded, yes, I do the countdown show. He said, why do you always stick to the issues that are being talked about? Why don't you do a top 10 countdown of various other things that affect our lives, like the top 10 most nitrate-rich vegetables? Do the top 10. Number one is on that list is arugula, by the way. Michael, did you know that?
Oh, I think that's wonderful. We should, you know, I got an idea from this. We should play the top 40 songs and bring the countdown concept to music.
Right. That's a good, maybe just the top 10 songs. How about that?
There only are top 10 songs. There only are top ones.
Over and over and over and over again. Yes, the top 10 nitrate-rich veggies. We'll do that.
So what did you say was arugula?
American. Arugula is number one. The other things on the list are rhubarb, cilantro, lettuce, mescaline mix, whatever that is. I don't even know what that is. Basil, beet greens, oak leaf lettuce, Swiss chard, and beets. There you go.
I'm leaving news talk, and I'm getting into food talk.
There you go. We'll get the list. I'll plug my American Family Farmer show that I do every week. You know, we should probably do a list like that on the farm show every week.
Maybe you should do that.
That was your idea, by the way. Thank you very much to do the American Family Farmer. Now, let's get to some questions that people have. We tend to, on this program, talk about the stories, but we also talk about the personalities. And there are a lot of people who are asking the question whether they're in the business or whether they are listeners. The Rush Limbaugh phenom continues. I noticed that your friend and mine, Holland Cook, who is a very good, he's a consultant, but he's also a good observer, he asked in his newsletter, who will replace Rush Limbaugh? And his answer was, nobody. Which I thought was pretty, it's true. I mean, Limbaugh was Limbaugh. Why do people keep trying to find someone who's just like Limbaugh?
Yeah, I find what you're saying is fascinating because it's true. There's two syndromes. One is they want to find the next or another. And then sometimes we refer to people in the plural, like the Rush Limbaughs and the Sean Hannitys and the Mark Levins of the world. Well, there's only one of each of them. It's not interesting. We talk about people in terms of plurals, like it's a group of them and there's only one. Yeah. But no, I remember Because the Beatles came out 10 years after Elvis Presley, there was this myth or this conventional wisdom in the radio industry that every 10 years there's a rock and roll phenomenon. Well, 10 years after the Beatles, everything that would come out, people were saying, this is going to be the new phenomenon, the new Beatles, right. The new Elvis Presley. And it never happened. It still hasn't happened. They may come and they'll say, Garth Brooks sold more records than Elvis, or, you know, Taylor Swift is setting records for, but they're not the Elvis Presley or the Beatles. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not just judged by sales. It's not. So there are no new anythings. Something is, and when its time has come, it was.
Right.
New things come along, and they become their thing. Nothing has ever made it as the new old thing, you know?
I'm thinking about the new old. Isn't there a song somewhere about the new and the old? What's new is old again, or what's old is new again? The new age thinking when it comes to, you know, what to eat, treatments, acupuncture, all that stuff. That was very important to people's healings hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago.
Well, certain things recycle, but I'm talking about just in terms of pop culture. You know?
Yeah, I understand. Yeah.
You know, I mean, Mozart is Mozart. There is no new Mozart. He's still Mozart.
But it just fascinates me. Rush Limbaugh has been dead for 3 months, and it's, we still have the Rush Limbaugh show being promoted in, you know, various trades. It's very interesting. Anyway, no, the answer is there will never be another Rush. Period. End of story. 28 after the hour.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This report is sponsored by National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff. Beef is a staple on tables across the country, from comfort food favorites to the celebratory meal. Beef is what's for dinner. And even as the sustainability conversation increases and carbon footprint concerns make headlines, people can feel good about their favorite protein. The U.S. is the leader in sustainable beef production, with a carbon footprint 10 to 50 times lower than other regions of the world. In fact, according to the Environmental Protection Agency, greenhouse gas from beef cattle is 2% of emissions in the U.S. Cattle farmers and ranchers are producing more high-quality beef more sustainably than ever before. Jim Strickland, rancher.
Cattle farmers and ranchers like me are committed to the environment and want to protect our natural resources. I am proud of the role I play in providing high-quality protein in the most sustainable way possible for generations to come.
For more on sustainability information, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com.
Clay's Cleaning Service has a spotless reputation.
Can you take care of the windows? Hello, this is Clay.
But his business operations could use a light dusting.
Boy, I had you scheduled for next week. I'll just check here. No, absolutely. We will be there tomorrow.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden will address a joint session of Congress this week and is expected to roll out a spending plan to fund education and child care programs. That is, lawmakers debate over his more than $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Republican senators have responded with a counter-proposal, a plan they're calling a more targeted approach that focuses on only physical infrastructure projects like roads and bridges. Congresswoman Kat Kamick says the biggest issue will be how to pay for any spending plan. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that the White House's agenda is adding too much to the national debt.
We have no way to pay for this. We have record levels of national debt. And if you look at the plan that the Republicans put forward, it's a fraction. But it deals with all the core issues and infrastructure that we have to deal with failing roads, failing bridges. We have got to get back to the basics in this country.
This is USA Radio News.
Cohibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Some revelations into the man who ran the biggest Ponzi scheme in U.S. history will be revealed in a new book. Mike Fortier reports.
Bernie Madoff, the subject of a new book by Jim Campbell called Madoff Talks, uncovering the untold story behind the most notorious Ponzi scheme in history. It's based on 400 pages of letters Madoff wrote to Campbell from prison. Campbell tells CBS News Madoff was much more open with him than with his own sons.
He's writing a guy that he's never met, six, seven-page single-spaced letters, and he sent a letter to Andy and his fiancé partner, one sentence, I'm so sorry, Dad. Not even love. I'm so sorry, Dad.
Campbell calling Madoff a monster and a financial psychopath. Madoff passing away in federal prison over a week ago at the age of 82. He victimized 16,000 investors just in the U.S. and over 700,000 worldwide. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And organizers of the Tokyo Summer Olympics are expected to release new plans for holding the Games as Tokyo has been placed under a third state of emergency amid a surge in COVID infections. The new set of plans is expected to include daily testing for athletes and a requirement for athletes to stay in a bubble around the Olympic Village and event venues. A requirement for a 14-day quarantine when competitors arrive in Japan is expected to be dropped. The opening ceremony for the Games is scheduled for July 23rd. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Sort of the newsletter from the home of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Each week we get together, give some attention to the top 10 stories as printed in... Can you say that anymore, printed? I guess it appears yes. Online, but I guess it is print. You know, I had experience this week with a kid that works for me on my farm. I had left him a note, and I wrote it, and he came to me and said, I don't understand what you're saying in this note. I looked at him and said, what are you talking about? He said, I can't read. I can't read cursive. You can't read cursive. He said, no, I don't write. I don't have to write. Anything that I need to transfer. And I thought about this for a minute. Everybody now transfers their thoughts by using an iPad or an iPhone or something like that. And they don't write notes. Do you ever leave notes for Bernadette on the refrigerator? Or do you send her a note, a text saying, this is kind of what I'm doing or whatever? How do you live your life? Do you write notes?
I do both. I do both.
Do you?
I'm very, very digital. I'm constantly connected to the internet and to email and to texting. However, I do still operate with pen and pad, and I do leave notes. Bernadette and I leave notes like the coffee's ready to be made, press button. Dishwasher has clean dishes. Don't put dirty dishes in. Take them out before you, you know, those kinds of things lend themselves to sticking signs on things. Mm-hmm. But I prefer reading digitally. I am losing interest in the printed page. I am losing interest in having newspapers piling up and having to be recycled and magazines. And I'm evolving where my default is digital now and not analog.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Which doesn't mean I'm a big fan of social media. I don't do a lot of social media, but I'm into YouTube. I'm into email. I'm into texting. But I don't do Twitter. I don't do Instagram. I don't do any of that stuff.
No. What excites you?
I don't hang out on Facebook.
When because we're so exposed, you and me and the people that are in this business, to sort of we drone on, hopefully in an interesting way, about the things that are going on around us. But enough of our personality, or at least I think, you know, one of the things people like about the radio is that there's a personality attached to the voices and that people can hear the emotion and they can get wrapped up. And you know, people kind of chuckle at me because the ladies that are on the DJV program with me, they call it dirt talk when I start talking about the farm. And then I get off onto talking about NASA and the space program and how excited I was this week that SpaceX launched 4 astronauts up to the International Space Station. I thought that was kind of a cool thing. A reusable rocket, that kind of stuff. But yet it doesn't make it into the top 10 because there's so many other things that are going on. I'm not the arbiter of what people are talking
about. 10, look at number 10 this week.
You mean the Mars helicopter going?
Yeah. Yeah.
Imagine. Think about it this way. This is the world in words, folks. Think about this. Here is this device. There was somebody on Earth or a group of men and women who are engineers and figured out using whatever techniques they learned and the various things they studied in college about engineering. They build this thing, this device. They put it in a spaceship and they send it to Mars. And there's no person involved. It comes to the surface, it lands, and it separates itself from the main body of the transformer, if you will, the transformer that brought it to Mars. And somebody on the Earth pushes a button, and 4 to 20 seconds later, this helicopter takes off on the surface of Mars. Now, you tell me that doesn't engage your imagination.
Mm. It also is a stunning example of the capability of the human brain, and it really is amazing how, on one level, we are capable as a species doing such amazing things.
Right. Yes.
And on the other level, we're capable of, as a species, of being really stupid and knuckleheaded.
Yeah.
And
thank you. You got my very point. Thank you. Yes, please keep going.
Oh, I don't have to. The point is made. The point is, why can't we all go to Mars? You know, why can't we all get along? Why? Obviously, we have within us the potential for incredible greatness, beautiful
amazing
thoughts, great literature, music, film, art, love, glory, intelligence, engineering, conquering nature, and yet on the other hand, we just keep doing the same stupid, self-destructive things.
Right.
That's the profound dichotomy of the human predicament.
You know, it's interesting also what captures people's attention. Still, after all these years, Shakespeare gets our attention. It was Shakespeare Day this past week. And who among us hasn't studied some Shakespearean play or a poem or something, or even had the conversation, was Shakespeare really real? And then, in the same breath, on my Monday through Friday radio program, we had a conversation about Gregory Edward Jacobs. Do you know who he was?
No.
Very famous American. Also known as Shock G. Do you know who Shock G is? You don't know who Jacobs is?
No.
I didn't know it either until like hours ago.
No, I don't know. No, pray tell. I'm on the outside looking in.
All right. So, Phil, play that song, we can call it music, that he was the front man for Digital Underground, which is a hip hop group that started back in the 90s. And it was Tupac Shakur's entree into the world. So all of the ladies who were on with me, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner on the DGV program, knew who this guy was. They said, oh, you'll know who it is. I don't know who it is. But this was a huge story, apparently, in that age group. So it didn't make it into the top 10. But I just find it interesting as to how these things from the world of art and ideas, you know, it's just fascinating how much is going on. To sort of dovetail to what you were saying, so much going on. We have so much imagination, so much ingenuity. We have so much in our minds, and yet we fight with each other about nothing. And, you know, we're all whooped up about things. And
so what was the story with this guy that everybody in that age group was talking about?
He died at 57.
I knew that. I didn't know his name was the other names, and then you confused me. Oh, yeah, that was a big story. it was a big story. And it came close to making it. It was talked about. You know, not everything that's talked about makes it into the top 10. As a matter of fact, we fudge it a little bit and create ties so as to get more stories in there, tie between this and that. And all that, and it creates a little bit more diversity, and it also is true that, you know, it's our sort of our admission that we don't have a scientific meter that measures how many words are said on all the stations in America every week about every topic. Mm-hmm. So, I knew that story, but the way you came at it kind of took me by surprise, and I've reached the point in my career when I'm on the radio where I'm confident enough to say I haven't heard of something.
Yes,
rather
good.
Than go, rather than say, you know,
like you're supposed to know it all. How do you know it all? I do that all the time. I don't know.
Yeah,
and, you know, I don't expect. You know, when I look at some of the nuance of the things that we talk about. Last year, last week at this time, we were talking about Prince William and Prince Charles and Prince Harry, and the fact that they refused to talk to each other unless there was somebody else around. Did you even know that? That came out at the end of the week.
I did know it. I'm an expert on royalty because I watched The Crown 4 times. As a matter of fact, Prince Philip, who passed away at 99, 3 months short of being 100, he's sort of like very well known among a whole new generation of Americans who are fixated on The Crown, and he's been presented now, you know, for like 40 episodes, two different actors playing him at different times in his life, and ironically, he's probably more well known now outside of England. By Americans and other people in the world who get Netflix because of the success of that show.
Culture, our culture. Amazing. All right, we're going to talk about a very interesting interview that Michael has done in his Michael Harrison interview, the MH interview, in a matter of moments. Right now, let me focus on your problems with losing weight. And it isn't so much that people have a problem losing weight, because a lot of people do, but then they can't keep it off. So how do you do that? You do that with Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. It's not a spelling lesson, nor is it a spelling quiz. But I spell it out because I think it's interesting. You put this Calotren in your mind. What does that word mean? Well, it points you in the direction of a weight loss formula that doesn't have anything bad in it. It's stimulant-free, drug-free, it's gluten-free. It has all the things in it that are proven scientifically to help you lose weight and keep it off. So what more do you need to know? You can spend a lot of time at toploss.com, the website, help yourself do a good job and find out why it is that this is so successful and has been for decades for so many people. Help yourself to weight loss and the satisfaction of keeping it off with Calotren. Check it out at toploss.com. And when you check out buying it, use the DJV code for their special spring. They have a special spring sale going on, and you don't have to pay for shipping either with DJV code at toploss.com.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, Mother's Day.
Just picking out some gifts at Kohl's. There's a KitchenAid mixer calling my name.
Your name? Doing some self-gifting, huh?
No, that's for my mom. Thank you for love language.
Love that.
The Fitbit.
That's for me. Getting it for the self-care and the cold cash.
That's a big deal.
So is the 20% off and free store pickup. I can get it all in less than an hour.
Talk about shopping goals.
20% off are valid April 28th through May 2nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, so I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I take Garlic every day to help maintain healthy cholesterol. No garlic breath.
And Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency, so you know it works.
Take charge of your cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Do you have over $15,000 in credit card debt? Pacific Debt can help.
It has been an absolute lifesaver for me.
You get a monthly program payment you can afford, and there's no cost up front.
I have saved thousands with Pacific Debt.
Pacific Debt has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and is ranked as one of the best debt settlement companies in America by Bankrate. The nation's friendliest debt relief company is one call away.
Their customer service is above and beyond. They care about the position that you're in. They're a great company.
Get relief today. Apply in minutes. Save a lifetime of stress. Not a penny up front.
Reducing my debt has allowed me to be able to live on my income. Pacific Debt is responsible for that, and I am very grateful.
Call for your free debt saving information now. 800-214-3112. That's 800-214-3112.
I've saved thousands of dollars.
Call now. 800-214-3112. That's 800-214-3112.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback will make you fall in love with its state-of-the-art safety features, a spacious and comfortable interior, and convenient amenities, all ready for any adventure. Standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus up to 33 miles per gallon, 8.7 inches of ground clearance, X-mode with hill descent control, and a direct-injected turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine will make you love every adventure in your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6 inch touchscreen available on select models.
All right, so Michael, what's the hot story or the hot interview this week? The MH interview features.
It has Gene Bean Baxter, who for 30 years reigned on the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ in Los Angeles, an alternate rock station that had a great, cool, hip talk show in the morning, Hall of Famer. And then he decided, I'm quitting. And he's moved back to England where he was born, and now he's starting his life over in Britain as a podcaster on their network there. And it's a fascinating insight into radio and culture on both sides of the Atlantic.
Podcasting, that sort of thing, where it's all going.
MHinterview.com.
Michael Harrison, MHinterview.com. Check that out. Check out the Talkers list at talkers.com as well. It's 10 before the hour.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
All right, it's time for Tech Talk, the top five stories of the week here in review for you, courtesy of Victoria Keelan and her work on the DJV program. We have the top five to number one. Doug suggests that we start with number five, Victoria, focus on who's going to get paid to go to West Virginia. Hoo-ha!
Yep, West Virginia wants to pay remote workers $12,000 to move to the state of West Virginia. And you don't have to actually even work for a company that's based in West Virginia. It's if you are a complete remote worker and you work for, it doesn't really matter who you work for, as long as you move, physically move to West Virginia, they will give you $12,000. The governor there, Jim Justice, announced the program. It's called Ascend WV. And it will allow adventurers to enjoy world-class recreation, uncrowded spaces, and a low cost of living. And so the new program comes as a lot of companies like Twitter and Slack and Spotify are letting their a portion of their employees work remotely permanently. And so if you are one of those people and you like the great outdoors, West Virginia could be the place for you. You'll get $2,000 a month for the first $10,000. And then the last $2,000 will be in a bonus. And then you also get a year's worth of free outdoor recreation, including all kinds of gear, camping gear, paddleboarding equipment. You get 2 years of free outdoor gear rentals. So basically the whole package is $20,000, and you just need to be 18 or older and a full-time remote job at a company located outside of West Virginia. And there you go.
There you go. Number four is a focus on Peloton. You say Peloton. It's Peloton.
It's Peloton. Yeah. Peloton is, you've New Englandified it, but yeah, it's Peloton. Peloton Treadmills was in the spotlight this week, not for a great reason. The Consumer Product Safety Commission wants them to be completely recalled and pulled off the market. This is a $4,300 treadmill. It's called the Tread Plus. And a child was killed while using the treadmill or around it. We're not really quite sure exactly what happened, but we do know that one child died. Other people have reported being injured. And so the Safety Commission says that this treadmill is different from other treadmills in that it can actually suck people under the tread. So Peloton says that this is actually, that it's totally safe, and they're telling people not to stop using them, and this is going back and forth now, so we'll see where it ends up.
All right, number three, this is, we'd have a hard time going through our top five if we didn't have Amazon and Apple someplace in there, so we'll start with Amazon, yeah?
Right, yep. Amazon is testing its palm scanning payment technology in Whole Foods, and they're starting with a store in Amazon's home city of Seattle. They've been using this technology in the Amazon-branded stores in the Seattle area, the Amazon Go and Amazon Book stores. I don't know if you've noticed, but a lot of what used to be a Barnes & Noble store has now just been, the sign changed to just Amazon Books, which is kind of a bummer because I always really liked Barnes & Noble. But anyway, so Amazon Books has this palm technology, and so Whole Foods is going to roll out with it soon. They are planning substantial expansion of this technology, and so if it goes well in this testing store, you could see this rolling out across the country. And so how it works is it takes the minute characteristics of your palm and both the surface area and things even like your veins, and it makes a biometric scan. So when you're finished shopping at Whole Foods, you put your palm on the scanner, and it's tied to a credit card, and you check out, and that's it. So the problem, though, a lot of security experts are saying that it's stored in the cloud, and that's not great, so they're going to have to change that before they roll out into something larger.
And when you're all done, put your finger on your nose, and you go right up the chimney. This is Apple's time now. Number two story is an Apple thing, right?
Yeah, Apple has been targeted in a $50 million ransomware attack following the theft of a slew of engineering and manufacturing schematics of both current and future products. And Apple, as we know, keeps everything so, so secretive until they do those, you know, the big reveals. And so to have their future products hacked into, and it's really, it's been a big deal for Apple. They're not paying the ransom so far. This company, Anta, they're based in Taiwan. They manufacture MacBooks for Apple. They were the ones who were targeted by Russian hackers. And so now the hackers are, Quanta won't pay it, and the hackers are now trying to go directly to Apple to get the $50 million. But we'll see where that happens, where that goes, but I don't know if Apple's going to give in.
Apple and their big announcement number one this week.
This was the story they were hoping would be the biggest story of the week. It's their big spring-loaded event where they revealed all kinds of new products. And the big buzz that came out of it is the new podcast subscription service. And they're going to redo the podcast app, and they're going to give you benefits like ad-free listening if you want to sign up for the subscription service, meaning you won't have to listen to any ads of the podcast that that you like to listen to. This is launching in 170 regions and countries next month.
All right, there it is. A list of the top five items this week from the world of technology for your listening and dancing pleasure. Notice that Shock G wasn't in any of those stories, unfortunately, but that's a story for another time. It's 59 past the hour, speaking of time.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.